Today is Wednesday, the 18th of December, in the third week of Advent. One Hope Project sings, "O Little Town." How does this carol speak to you afresh today? Do any lyrics stay with you? Notice what arises. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband, Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfil what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son. and he named him Jesus.
Today's passage brings us the character of Joseph, the quiet man of Scripture, whose actions alone call us to faith and help us to reflect on our relationship with God. Imagine you are Joseph, receiving this news from Mary. What emotions arise? In his quiet righteousness, Joseph chooses to act with compassion. What might you do if you were in his place, facing such a moment of uncertainty? And then, Joseph's dream and the angel's affirmation. How might it feel to receive such a profound revelation? Reflecting on Joseph's immediate, obedient response, consider how you respond to God's call in your life, especially when it calls you away from the path you think you have chosen. How might you find the courage to say yes? As you listen to the passage again, consider how Joseph is called to faith in the midst of uncertainty. Joseph had his own plans, but God invited him to a greater journey. Take a moment to reflect on where God might be inviting you, even if it disrupts your comforts or desires.
An angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus.
Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid. Joseph's role in this story reminds us that even in moments of doubt and uncertainty, God is working out his divine plan. Take a moment in prayer to respond with trust and to open your hearts to the ways in which God seeks to enter our lives. O wisdom,
Lord and ruler,
root of Jesse,
key of David,
rising sun,
king of the nations,
Emmanuel,
come, Lord Jesus.